Taking care of the environment and raising awareness about water pollution with healing and prayers is an everyday concern for Ojibwe elder and Mother Earth water walker Sharon Day.
My name is Sharon Day, and I'm an Ojibwe woman born and raised in Minnesota. And I'm also a Madewin, which is a faith practice of many Anishinaabe people here in North America. And in the Madewin spiritual ways, women are responsible for taking care of the water, and men are responsible for the fire. In 1998, we were approached by people who were working with Camp Coldwater. They asked us to help them. And so my sister and I were involved in that process for several years. We were arrested for civil disobedience, but really our primary job was to speak to the water spirits, make those offerings, and I do believe that spring, even though it has a diminished capacity, is still flowing because people remember the spring and offer their same to the water spirits.
In 2003, Josephine Madaman, Sharon Day, and other indigenous women began to plan activities to raise awareness about water quality, called water walks. The water walker carries water in a copper vessel, praying for the water with each step.
The way Josephine tells it, she was sitting at her window one day overlooking Lake Superior and thinking to herself, what can I do? I'll carry the water around Lake Superior to raise awareness. Josephine organized walks around the Great Lakes, and in the meantime, you know, me and my sister organized some local walks here. People walked around Como and did some water ceremonies.
After many water walks, a large Four Directions walk took place in 2011, with Sharon as the lead walker from the south, starting on the beach of Gulfport, Mississippi, walking to Lake Superior.
A couple of years ago, a young woman said, well, what would happen if we had a Four Directions water walk? And then that resulted in the Four Directions walk, where we brought the water from the four oceans to the center of Turtle Island, which is where we are right now. And our mission was to move the water, to raise awareness to people across Turtle Island about what's happening to our water.
The waters of the Pacific, the Gulf, the Atlantic, and the Arctic Hudson Bay were poured into a container and then out into Lake Superior.
As Josephine said, as we've commingled all four, you know, now these waters will confer with each other before they make their way back to the oceans. But they will know that we prayed for the water every step of the way. As we were concluding our journey from the south with the water, I couldn't help but begin to think to myself, like, what can I do next? And as I looked at the eagle feather staff that I was carrying, I had actually etched the Mississippi River on the staff and covered the entire length of the staff. And I knew then that, you know, the next walk would be to carry that pure, clean water from the headwaters at Lake Superior to the Gulf of Mexico.
The water walks invite both indigenous and non-indigenous people to participate.
It's a leapfrog all day long. So we began as early in the morning as we can get the walkers going. Maybe you walk like 10 or 15 minutes at a very brisk pace. You hand off the water vessel and the eagle feather staff to another person or persons. They walk for 10 or 15 minutes, and then you just keep doing that all day long. That way you're able to walk 20, 25 miles a day. This is a song that my sister wrote, and it's really based on the words of Dr. Emoto, and it simply says, water, we love you, water, we thank you, and water, we respect you. Nibe gizage igu gimi gwe chue nimi gu gishwe nimi gu nibe gizage igu gimi gwe chue nimi gu gishwe nimi gu nibe gizage igu gimi gwe chue nimi gu gishwe nimi gu nibe gizage igu gimi gwe chue nimi gu gishwe nimi gu.
The water walks continue to raise awareness about the preciousness of water, inviting individuals and organizations to come together for their annual water walk. In 2013, Sharon is leading the Mississippi River Water Walk, starting at the headlands and walking south to the Gulf of Mexico. This is Dixie Trichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.